South Korea Opposition Party moves to kill the 22% crypto tax before it starts. South Korea's main opposition party has introduced a bill to permanently abolish the country's planned cryptocurrency gains tax, CoinDesk reported on March 19, 2026. The bill argues that taxing crypto gains at 22% while stock market gains face no income tax creates an unfair disparity that penalizes digital asset investors. The crypto gains tax, originally passed in 2020, has never been enforced. It has been delayed four times, from 2022 to 2023, then to 2025, and most recently to January 2027. Now the opposition wants to stop delaying and simply eliminate it. Four delays and a tax that has never collected a one. The tax framework is simple on paper, a combined 22% rate, 20% income tax plus 2% local surtax, on annual crypto profits exceeding 2.5 million won, roughly $1,700. That low threshold would capture most active traders in a country where an estimated 10% of the population trades crypto. Each postponement followed the same pattern. Retail investors, who make up one of the world's most active crypto trading populations, pushed back. Politicians watching approval ratings folded. The most recent delay came in December 2024, when even the opposition Democratic Party reversed its position and agreed to push the date to 2027. At the same time, the National Assembly formally abolished the financial investment income tax, which would have imposed a 20 to 25% levy on stock market capital gains exceeding 50 million won. Stocks got permanent relief. Crypto got a two-year reprieve. That asymmetry is now the centerpiece of the opposition's argument. The fairness gap that changed the debate. When the financial investment income tax was scrapped in late 2024, a deputy finance minister acknowledged that the National Assembly should discuss whether crypto asset gains should follow the same path. The implication was clear. If stock investors do not pay income tax on capital gains, subjecting crypto investors to 22% on gains above $1,700 creates a two-tier system. The numbers make the disparity harder to defend. South Korean stock investors can sell shares worth billions of won in profit without triggering income tax. A crypto trader making $2,000 in annual gains would owe roughly $66 in tax under the planned framework. The symbolic burden matters more than the dollar amount. It signals that regulators view crypto as a lesser asset class, deserving less favorable treatment. The opposition's bill reframes the tax not as a revenue question, but as an equal treatment question. Whether the National Assembly agrees will depend on how the ruling People's Power Party responds. The PPP has historically favored either delaying or abolishing the tax, which means cross-party support is plausible. The government already spent $2 million building enforcement. The timing creates an awkward contradiction. Less than a week before this bill was introduced, South Korea's National Tax Service was finalizing procurement for a 3 billion won. $2 million AI surveillance platform designed to monitor approximately 8 billion annual crypto transactions ahead of the January 2027 enforcement date. That system, the Virtual Asset Integrated Analysis System, is scheduled for contractor selection this month, with full deployment by late 2026. It will cross-reference trading data from domestic exchanges like Upbit and BitHum with customs records, central bank data, and existing tax filings. If the opposition bill passes, that entire infrastructure becomes unnecessary, at least for its original tax enforcement purpose. The NTS may repurpose it for anti-money laundering monitoring, but the primary justification for the $2 million spend was tax collection. What this means for crypto users in South Korea, South Korea is already one of the world's largest crypto markets by trading volume relative to population. Upbit alone regularly processes more daily volume than Coinbase. The country's retail investor base is large, vocal, and politically effective, as four consecutive tax delays demonstrate. Permanent abolition would put South Korea in a small group of developed economies with zero crypto capital gains tax. Currently, that group includes Singapore, no capital gains tax on any asset, Hong Kong, same, and a handful of smaller jurisdictions. For holders of crypto cards spending digital assets in South Korea, abolition would remove a layer of complexity. Under the planned framework, every crypto-funded card transaction that realizes a gain would theoretically be a taxable event. Killing the tax eliminates that friction entirely. The bill still needs to pass committee review and a plenary vote. Given the ruling party's track record of supporting delays and the opposition's new push for outright abolition, the political math favors the tax dying before it ever takes effect. South Korea's crypto tax has been delayed 4 times, survived 3 different presidential administrations, and outlasted the financial investment income tax it was modeled alongside. The question is no longer when it will be enforced, but whether it will exist at all.